What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. As always, please subscribe, review on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, Pastor James Levesque. We love to hear from you, where you're watching from, ways that we can pray for you and encourage you. Even topics, people are asking certain topics we'd love to hear. I want to talk about the priority of prayer. The priority of prayer. It's important that we understand that there's so many of us that misunderstand prayer. And I remember one time I was at the altar praying for somebody, and they came up to me and they said, "Pastor, I'm having such a hard time praying. I don't feel like God's here. I don't feel like he's listening. And I'm struggling with prayer, and I need help, and I need wisdom, and I want to know how to effectively pray." And I said, "Well, what seems to be the problem?" And they said, "Man, I just don't feel anything," kind of back to yesterday's episode. And they said, "You know, I just sit there and I'm just like, God, I don't even feel you. I don't hear you. I'm just so frustrated. I don't know what to do." And I said, "Congratulations, that's prayer." They were like, "What? No, you don't understand. I hadn't even start praying yet." And I said, "No, that's prayer." What people don't realize is prayer is pretty simple, and it's talking to God. When was the last time you did it? You know, the pictures and images of people praying by the rock all night long, out on the mountaintop, that's all okay if that's your deal, but that's not what prayer is necessarily. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is so powerful because it joins the hearts of people on this earth with the heart of God in heaven. When you pray, you connect with heaven and release all that God, it opens up the conduit between heaven and earth. When you pray, you're connecting with God. You're building a relationship with God. Imagine having a best friend or a spouse or a sister or a brother in the house that you don't even talk to. I believe prayer is one of the most powerful weapons available on the earth today, and that's just simply talking to God. Prayer connects the door for God to move. It's the activity that you and I engage in when we need to see the power of heaven come into our lives and on this earth. Prayer connects us. Jesus needed to pray. Oh, my friends, that means we do too. Only God's power can bring peace and joy and wisdom. Only God's power can provide a sense of value and relief in your life for the trials that you're going to face. And I got to tell you today, it's going to happen through prayer. Do you want to see today the power of God at work in a greater measure in your life? Then connect with God and pray. Learn to talk to him. Learn to communicate with him. Learn to speak to him. You know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that we must pray without ceasing. That means, you know, that doesn't mean lock yourself in a closet, don't pay your bills, don't go to work, and just pray all day. No, that means all day pray. Wherever you are, wherever you go, whatever you do, constantly be in a state of prayer. Thinking about God, thinking on what God is doing, what's on his heart, let it be on our hearts. What is it on his mind? I want it to be on my mind. What does God have needs of? Meaning, You know, is there people that he wants me to speak to? Is there somebody he wants me to pray for? When you start thinking differently and you start stepping into a new dimension, then I believe prayer will open up in your life. And ultimately, we need to make this a priority. Talking to God should not be a lost art form. And I can see the enemy kind of move in the tapestry of this current crooked religious system, and everything is geared up for you not to pray. You know, you can go today to any church, to anything spiritual, and it's like it just requiring less and less of you. And that's just not God's desire. God's desire is more of us. God's desire is restoring his heart in ours and connecting with us. Praying, talking to him. That, my friends, is the difference maker. And no matter where you are in your prayer life, no matter how long you've walked with God or haven't, he's ready to talk to you. And today we're going to believe for the lines of prayer and communication to be reopened in your life so that prayer, real prayer, earth-shaking prayer, city-transforming prayer, your family transforming, your family being transformed in prayer. I'm going to believe that that's going to happen. God is going to reconnect that priority again. And after the break, we're going to talk about how we pray without ceasing. What does that look like today and how you can attain it? You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, MJ here. Join me on November 11th to see Jason Gray in concert with EHC's very own Sarah Nichols opening the show. Are going quick, so order today to reserve your seat. Only $15 for general admission and $20 for VIP, getting you up close to the action and an exclusive Q&A with Jason before the show. All proceeds will provide families in need with food for their Thanksgiving holiday. For more information and to buy tickets, go to peaceandprovidence.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Engaging Heaven today. We're talking about the priority of prayer. Prayer is essential in our connection and communication with God. I remember years ago reading a book on prayer by Andrew Murray. It was life-changing. But we have got to change our definition of prayer. Can I tell you that today? When I say we need to pray without ceasing, people automatically clam up. They think it's too hard. How could I ever do it? And I'm telling you that God wants to change your definition of prayer. He wants to change, you know, the way you view it, the way we do it, so we can be more effective in communicating with him. You've heard the phrase, pray without ceasing. I just read you the scripture. But to too many people, that sounds over daunting, impossible. How in the world, you know, you're probably picturing yourself kneeling down by your bed 24 hours a day and not having a life. And that's not what that means, prayer without ceasing. We need to have more accurate definition of prayer. Too often, we always view prayer as like a specific process that can only happen once we're in like a private place in a closed-in room or a shut door. And yes, all those things matter, but that isn't what I'm talking about. Prayer is on the go. It is in the shower. It is in the car. It is, you know, it's like if you don't feel like you can lock yourself in your closet for 2 hours and you don't even bother, that's not even a relationship with God, man. You've got to learn to pray. And that is every day talking to Jesus, telling him what's on your heart, what's on your mind, the good, the bad, the ugly, connecting with him, communicating with him. That's what prayer does. And we have got to reestablish the lines of prayer. And ultimately, we got to redefine it today. Praying is not limited to being shut in a room for 24 hours or being away from your family and finally getting alone with God. There would be no finally if you just prayed always. But do you realize that even when you direct a thought towards God, it will qualify as silent prayer? It's true. Prayer is just communicating with God. So when the Bible says to pray without ceasing, what it means is to always be open to communicate with God. That means, you know, that could mean a two-hour prayer session, or it could mean something as simple as being aware of his presence as we go through our day, which it seems like every other episode I say to you. Let's redefine prayer. Our thoughts can be prayer. Our minds focused on him. Yeah, that's prayer. And God wants to reestablish the prayer lines today. He purposely has not made prayer complicated. He intends it to be an integral, ongoing part of our everyday life. So today, we have got to change our definition of prayer. You know, there's seasons in my life that, you know, that I would lock myself away and pray for 3 hours a day or 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day or get out and be alone and do this and do that. And then I realized, like, I could just have a relationship with him. And sure, it's like every relationship. I talk to my wife in passing, and then there's times that she likes to sit me down and have a talk, and both are still talking. One might be more meaningful than the other, you may think, but it's all talking. And with God, it's no different. Prayer is prayer. You're going to do it no matter where you are, no matter what's going on. You just have to be aware of prayer. Your thoughts are prayer. Your concerns are prayer. Share it with him. Release it to him. Change your definition of prayer so we can get back to making talking to God a priority and not a duty. You should not be waiting once a week to talk to God. It is an everyday opportunity for you. And I can only tell you, there's an unspeakable joy that comes upon you when you talk to a God that hears you. It is the flood of my heart in joy to know that God listens and he answers and he's there for us. The good, the bad, the ugly, no matter what you're going through today, God is for you and he is on your side. And we have got to learn to just chat. Well, what do I say? Don't overthink this thing. How about, Lord, I love you? Why don't we just start there? God, I know you're listening. I hope you're, no, I don't hope you're listening. I know you're listening. And guess what? I'm having a hard day. Or guess what? I feel like you're amazing. Or guess what? You know, as you begin to talk to God in thoughts and you become open to prayer, guess what happens? God begins to talk to you in thoughts. And you could be in the middle of nowhere and just get, boom, a thought hits your head and it'd be from the Lord. Or you could just be, you know, out of the grocery store or working in your house and boom, God gives you a thought that's just transformational. Or you'd be at the grocery store and the Lord wants you to pay for someone's groceries. It's a thought that comes in. But if you shut yourself up from those thoughts because you're waiting for some God to show up in your prayer closet, you're missing what prayer really is. It really is just talking to God and reestablishing the relationship. And today, I want to pray that that connection gets reestablished. Today, I want to pray that you would engage heaven like never before and you would just talk to God. It doesn't matter if you feel condemned. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter if you're even a Christian. Talk to him. He will answer you and he will move on your behalf. And that's what he's always done. So I declare to you today that God is answering prayer, that he's listening to you. And Lord, I just thank you that each and every one of us would change our definition of prayer, open the eyes of our understanding to see you today in every way. We continue this dialogue with you long after the podcast is over because we know you hear us. And you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, everyone. Rebecca here. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it such a success. As a reminder, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. And for our Android users, download the Podbean app. Let others know how you're being blessed.